Good morning, Vancouver. You are listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the beautiful campus of the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. All right, it is Wednesday, July 25th. That's right, only 5 months until Christmas. And you're listening to Jason. I'm going to be with you for the next 90 minutes. And a few notes on today as you're driving into work or just getting up. A gorgeous sunny morning. Some great news going on today that we'll touch a little bit later, but why delay? Let's start off with the music first thing and a little Brastronaut.
Thank you. Time Music, CITR, and Dirty Spells are proud to present the Summer Freakout Festival at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, located at 1143 Kingsway. A two-night summer blowout, July 27th to July 28th. $10 each night. Friday night will be a punk feature with Defectors, Slim Fathers, Shitty Neighbors, Victories, Keep Tidy, and New Values. Saturday is an all-out psych night featuring Three Wolf Moon, Bummer High, Dirty Spells, Capital Six, and Chains of Love. Listen up, the deadline for Shindig 2012 is fast approaching. If you are a local musician or band, now is your chance to get in on this high-stakes battle of the bands and earn yourself some prizes and glory. Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, You Say Party, and so much more. All styles are welcome. The deadline for digital submission is August 6th, while physical entries must be received by August 12th. For instructions on how to submit your entry, go to CITR.ca or find CITR Radio on Facebook.
Well, what a great way to start off the morning as you're driving in and getting up. And for those of you who have classic migraines, that nice smooth sounds help you calm through your day. We started off that set with Brastronaut and Bounce from their album Mean Sun. You can find them on Twitter at Brastronaut. And if you are so inclined, you can actually read the review of their new album on lithiummagazine.com. And you can catch them live today in Vancouver. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day for that. You can catch them downtown at the CBC Studios on Georgia and Cambie doing a nooner today. After Brastronaut, we heard Lakefield from their album Sounds from the Tree Line with Call and Answer. And you can find them on Twitter at Lakefield Music. And rounding it off, we listened to Capital Six, Autumn in the Wind. Not today, but Autumn in the Wind from their album Pretty Lost. So, here we are again, another Wednesday morning creeping up on us. It's hump day, only two more days till the weekend. And some sad news this morning from the world of show business. Sherman Hensley died yesterday at age 74. And for those of you who don't know who Sherman Hensley is, that's right. Well, we're moving on now. Yes, none other than George Jefferson passed away yesterday. So, leaving Wheezy alone, no longer living in that deluxe apartment. Actually, maybe he is now living in that deluxe apartment in the sky. So, sad day. Sherman Hensley died at age 74. And if we look back in 1979 on this day, AC/DC released their 6th internationally released studio album, one of my favorites, Back in Black. And of course that was one of their first albums without their lead singer after a horrible pool incident. So, talking about some bands that actually are still alive, we're going to kick it off with a little Japan Droids.
Oh, lifeless life with no fixed address to give. But you're not mine to die for anymore, so I must live.
It was quiet, it was so quiet. mixed with this. She got the old fingers, my soul can't span. It's in high demand, but I only tell you that because I trust you. What's new? I black out on 100 miscues. Daddy issues around the corner from this. I'm not trying to diss you, but I look so strange because I weight train as a form of dismissal. Back pain, clothes stained by clothes brain. And it's in a late year bender with a pan at the cost. No bones about it. Got monsters in the closet in the middle of a province. Chronic abuse, throwing up you chronic in the booth. Sonic on his button public, I'm aloof. Coming proof of a loose peg square with a ruined bed. Dare you to tread around my head, it's a nuisance. I live in Bagdition, but I got my conditioning. I know my numbers almost are, it's over, but I'm still broken up. I live in Bagdition, but I got my conditioning. I use my provision with no vision. Comes off the lawn to run up. Just drove in Bagdition just to get me on the plane. She dodged the auto body hurts. She spun on frozen rain. Now you have to pay to play. I bought the farm with open arms. She don't care anyway. I make my own condition, but I got my conditioning. I know my numbers almost up. It's so over, but I'm so broken up. I lived in back condition, but I got my conditioning. I use my provision with no vision. Come, I'm still on the road. They know my number doesn't change. Their thoughts, they still remain the same. They saw me so dismayed. I'm looking blacker nowadays. She used to sweep me, now she trains herself to hate me. And if I seem a little strange, I've been running tracks, watching running backs. I live in bad condition, but I got my conditioning. I know my number's almost up. It's over, but I'm still broken up.
Broken up indeed. That was Cadence Weapon from the beautiful borough of Edmonton, Alberta, with Conditioning from the Hope in a Dirt City album. Hope in a Dirt City. Great title from someone who is from Edmonton. Before that, you heard Cobra Ramon with the single So Quiet. Great band. Love the vocals on that. The whole album is just fantastic from start to finish. And you can find Cobra Ramon on Twitter at Cobra Ramon. And starting off that set, it was the Japandroids with The House That Heaven Built, from their album Celebration Rock, which is topping the college charts as we speak. So we've got a few things coming up this week. It's the start of the Olympics and lots of traffic going into London Heathrow as everyone gets excited to see their favorite athletes and support their country. So you think with all the security and everything going on with the airports in London that things would be fairly ship-shape and tight there. But yet, an 11-year-old from the UK managed to fly to Rome out of Heathrow without a ticket, without a passport. And I can't get on to a flight here at YVR with a bottle of water. But 11-year-old without a ticket, without a passport, can fly to Rome. I have to say, something might be wrong with this. And speaking of European airports and airlines, it was in 2000 that the Concorde crashed in New York City.
This bullet just handed to me. Stricken airliner approaching Chicago.
News no jikkan desu. Uda Hatsuo ga tsutaemasu. Head striker.
Yes, I am shameless and will look for any opportunity to play an airplane clip when we can talk about airplanes and music. And speaking of music, there is my offer. You playing the I Am Drinking Game. Kupla, great local Vancouver band, put out a great song called My Stand for their anti-bullying campaign. The lead singer, the brothers, the twins, Kupla is Gaelic for twins, saw the documentary Bully and wrote this song in response to that. A great listen. If you haven't had a chance, make sure you hop on YouTube and check out the video for this as well.
Another day can go to school. Your lords are gold, your words so cruel. What makes you mad? What can you see? I'm just like you.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. On such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse up here alone. I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Till touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. No, 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 no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse up here alone. Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell. And there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all this science, I don't understand. Just my job 5 days a week. A rocket man. A rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. No, 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 no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse up here alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse up here, alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
July 25th to 28th is the UBC Blueberry Fest. Come to the corner of Main Mall and Agricultural Road from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a full day of family fun, featuring locally grown produce, a chef demo, a performance by the electro folk band Fiddlesticks, and so much more. CITR and Peanut Butter and Jams will also be broadcasting live from the festival on the 25th from 11:30 to 1 p.m. Admission is free. For more information, visit food.ubc.ca, sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And you're back, 101.9 CITR. Spock, why am I talking in fragmented sentences? Yes, it was the incomparable William Shatner for Michael in Langley. That's right, you can request tunes here at CITR. You can reach us on the phone, both mobile and landline, at 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. You can reach us on Twitter at Tweets and Tunes or on Facebook at facebook.com/tweetsandtunes. So, William Shatner from his album Seeking Major Tom, a 2-disc set if you have yet to pick that up. No collection is complete without that. And before Mr. Shatner, you heard Twin River, from the album Rough Gold and their song Can't Keep This Alive. And prior to that, it was Kupla, My Stand. You can find Kupla on Twitter at Kupla1. And they've got way more than my 73 followers, so check them out. And a new band that I've come to discover on Twitter called Split Track. And this is their song, Away.
If I had the nerve to make you cry, you had seen my other face, the me that turned things this way. So I tried to grin and stay, but it's not my time or place to be. I'm better on my own. I don't miss you. I tried to live, I tried to stay, but I don't love you anyway. The best in my life, but I don't need to feel this drive. I tried to live, it was my day, but I don't love you anyway. Please understand why I need to get away. I don't care what you know, what I say. What I show, you don't seem to realize.
Is it work that's killing me? Oh, I don't know what this is. And late nights are getting rough. I can sleep, but it's never enough. Oh, I'm needing this again. Oh, I am needing it. And now I can't help myself. I've looked. I have waited for better things. Oh, sit down. Catch my breath. It's too dark to follow me. I hope you can understand. I will be back. I will be back for you in the end. I will be back. I will be back for you in the end. And now I can't help myself. I've looked. Of me, the worst thing that's ever been in me. Oh, sweet dream.
Oh, sweet dream.
Oh, sweet dreams. You are sweet dreams. You are the worst of me.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Mr. President, happy birthday to you. Happy
birthday indeed. Birthdays for the week of July 23rd. So we've got some great birthdays. I guess there's no really bad birthdays, but Monday was the birthday of someone you all know and love, Saul Hudson. That's right, Saul Hudson. Some of you may know him better as Slash from Guns N' Roses. Yesterday we had Jenny from the Block. That's right, J-Lo's birthday. For all you J-Lo listeners tuning into CITR, all none of you. And today we've got Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth. What a great band. I love Sonic Youth. I'd play some Sonic Youth right now, but I don't have any at my fingertips. And tomorrow, you put your hands together for a rock icon. Mr. Mick Jagger turns 271 tomorrow, and he does not look a day over 183. Olympics starting this week as well, and like we experienced here in Vancouver, there's always some kinks to be ironed out when it comes time to the Olympics. They start getting the venues up and running, they're trying to work on security and crowd control. But one of the issues we didn't have here in Vancouver, which is something that is really unique and specific to the Summer Olympics, has to do with Olympic beach volleyball. And you'll be sad to know that Olympic beach volleyball players have come across an unexpected handicap. In London, squirrels are burying their nuts on their courts. Yes, the rodents have been busy burying beech nuts and acorns on six sandy practice courts at London's St. James Park, and bikini-clad players have left grimacing as they land barefoot on the squirrel snacks. A London 2012 source told the newspaper, "It's nuts, but true. It seems squirrels have been invading the courts and either hiding or dropping their nuts. But it won't affect the competition because the sand is regularly raked." See, it's things like that that you can't plan for. You just can't plan for squirrels, nuts, and sand.
To be alive. To be alive. To be alive.
And we're back. That's right, we're back on CITR. Well, Twitter time. And we're going to look at the top Vancouver trends on Twitter right now. Very exciting news for all you Macophytes as Apple releases its new operating system today, Mountain Lion. And last night in the part of Surrey I live in, some people released Cougars last night as well. But Mac is coming out with its new operating system, so the Twitterverse is abuzz with Mac-related OS items. You can also see that Christian Bale is trending on Twitter right now. And what a great thing that he did going out to Colorado and visiting the victims of the horrific shooting at the Batman premiere in Aurora, Colorado. So he went out and actually visited the victims that were in the hospital. Obviously with tragedy like that, everyone's affected. But it's always nice to see when good things come out of that, including a lady there that gave birth, that was in the theater and managed to survive. Her husband is still in a coma. But a little bit of ray of sunshine in an otherwise awful story. Life of Pi, trending on Twitter. Great book, if you like covers with tigers on it. And London, of course, because as we've mentioned several times already, we have the London Olympics just mere hours away. And speaking of Twitter, a band that I came across last night called Sweetheart. And this is their release, Blood.
Take a piece out of his heartbreak. She tries to get to me. I want to tell you, but you are so out of reach. I want to feel you, but you never really said it.
If I could yawn, yeah,
A lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
And you're back on CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the palatial campus of the University of British Columbia. And for all of you waiting, that's right, Mr. Jack Velvet is in the house getting ready for Suburban Jungle in about 6 minutes' time. So I've got you for a few more minutes before I kick out of here for the day. You heard Sweetheart, their single release Blood. You can find them on Twitter at Sweetheart Band. Apollo Ghost from their album Landmark, and that was What's Your Influence? Great song. The whole album is fantastic, and again, just another example of Canadian bands kicking butt, and we've got a wide variety of them on this show this morning. You heard Hello by Dragonette, and we ended that off with Nam Shub from the album Cascadia and the song Marble Cardigan. So we got a couple more songs to usher us out here today. Band that I found on Twitter a couple of days ago. They've got a album out called When Flying Was Easy, and this is their song Stand Up in 2 Feet. It's Cookie Duster. You can find them at Cookie Dust on Twitter. right, and that does it for another week as I get ready to leave and turn it over to DJ Jack Velvet in the Suburban Jungle. And as I return to the Lower Dens of Surrey, I'm going to leave you with the Lower Dens off their new album, No Tropics and Brains. Until next week, you can find me at Tweets and Tunes on Twitter.